We're going to go to two.
Thank you for the break. I had written up my life anyway.
Yes.
All right, City Council will come back to order. We're now moving to 2 minutes each. So, Carla, can you call the next four? Who will have 2 minutes each to speak.
Okay. The next four are Dan Singer, John Cohen, Christy White, and Kirby Kirch. And they'll be followed by Ralph House, Jim Kehoe, Lisa Higgins, and Lynn Meadoff.
Welcome. Glad you're here. Would you like to begin, Mr. Singer?
My name is Don Singer. I reside at 416 Northwest Hermosa Boulevard.
Can you get the mic a little closer to you, sir? Or you to it? Great. Thanks.
I'm here to ask that you do not adopt this plan, because it does little to advance the solution to the parking issues in the Northwest District. And at worst, it is divisive and polarizes the neighborhood it was ostensibly designed to help. We were promised implementation of the 2003 parking policy, and what we got was a plan that is radically different and ignores one critical component, and that is supply. We made a significant and important compromise in 2003, and studies showed that a 3,000-space parking deficit existed in the Northwest District. And we agreed to a plan that called for 650 new off-street spaces. We did not get everything we wanted, but we compromised. We felt that if we got a limited number of spaces, we could agree to a meter and permit district that was envisioned in the 2003 plan. There has been no substantive increase in supply since, and adding restrictions now puts the cart before the horse and only makes a difficult situation worse. What keeps the Northwest District business alive? It is our customer. In 2011, the city hired DKS to study who our customers and visitors were. The study found that 48% of those visiting stay longer than 2 hours. And almost 33% visit more than four stores and stay more than 3 hours for each visit. Adding supply is challenging and central to any solution. If there was a way to finance those garages contemplated in the 2003 plan, it would have been done. The site design requirements are too restrictive to make them economically viable. And those brave enough to attempt to build a garage should anticipate significant delays due to endless appeals by those who are supposed to be partners in any plan. Thank you.
Can I just ask Mr. Singer one question?
Sure.
You've been involved in these parking wars about 20 years longer than I have, so I just want to make sure. You said that you oppose it, but are there any amendments in addition to what Commissioner Fritz has offered which would cause you to support it?
Yes, they are, and I'd like my attorney, Christy White, to present those.
Okay, we'll wait to her turn.
Sir?
Hi, my name is John Cohen, and my family owns a combination of residential and retail property on or near 21st and 23rd Avenues. And I'm here to support the general retail businesses that make up a bulk of our tenants. There are many more in this room better versed in the history and context of the development of this parking plan, and I support the retail business community in their efforts. My concern today is that the mayor is rushing to put this plan in place, forcing a new mayor and reconstituted council to implement a contentious plan. The mayor stated earlier this fall that he made a promise to the Northwest District Association that the permit and meter plan would be in place by the end of the year. It appears that the mayor's promise and the resulting plan to fulfill that promise was made without seriously considering the concerns of the business community. And I would like to add that the two-hour time gap on stadium game days, usually weekends, is not fair to Northwest business owners. Customers do not stop shopping just because the Timbers are playing at Geldwin Field. It's clear that many in the business community are not comfortable with the proposal, and I'm asking the council to put off any decision on this plan until a broader consensus can be reached that will properly address the concerns of the business community. And shifting a little bit and following the brief discussion between Mayor Adams and Commissioner Fish earlier, I've been left with the understanding that there can be no meaningful thought put into any amendments that arise from today's testimony. And Commissioner Fritz's amendments must be analyzed with the full framework of the plan and cannot be approved without appropriate consideration. We have a concept in this country, in this state, and in this city called due process, and I would ask the council to seriously consider abiding by the laws of due process by allowing a meaningful amount of time to develop and respond fully to the amendments that may be appropriate as a result of today's hearings.
Thanks for your testimony. Ms. White, welcome back.
Thank you. I am Christy White, representing Cinema 21 and Singer Properties, both of which oppose the hasty adoption of this plan, but I know I'm now reduced to 2 minutes, so I'm going to try to get straight to the question that Commissioner Fish asked, which is under any circumstances, is this acceptable? Let me introduce what we would consider to be acceptable amendments by first saying that the 2009 resolution authorized the commissioner in charge of transportation to move forward with implementing an on-street parking plan that was consistent with the 2003 parking plan. That was very sensitive and negotiated language with the business community because it referenced the 2003 Northwest Parking Plan and specific references within that plan to increasing off-street supply. I'm going to hand you those references when I'm done, but on page E21, the adopted plan states that the best chance to address the parking supply issue comes from a combined approach with five required elements, one of which is off-street parking. The plan in front of you starts moving in that direction, but it doesn't do enough to honor that process and promise. And what I'll do is refer to consultants that were up here earlier said that data separates myth from reality. And then they went on to cite that when you have over 85% utilization in a parking district, you need more parking supply. We need more parking supply, and there are methods for adding parking supply in this district. So we are going to hand in some proposed amendments to this plan, one of which is critical and deals with putting this plan on hold for 12 to 18 months in a phased approach that is consistent with what was proposed by Commissioner Fritz to actually implement measures that would give us that off-street supply. One, it's consistent with the phased process. Two, it's consistent with your consultant's recommendation made earlier during their PowerPoint to expand accessory lots and liberalize the utility of lots during business hours. And three, it's consistent with the direction you're headed with what I believe were letters of intent. Those letters of intent will likely require code amendments to liberalize that parking. We're not willing to support this plan until accessory parking lots and other commercial parking lots can be used for off-street supply and expand the number of spaces to at least 500 spaces. Sorry, I'm over.
You did great. Thanks, sir.
Hi, I'm Kirby Kirch.
Losing more people, okay. So I want to get as many people through as possible.
I'm Kirby Kirch with Income Property Management run by Jeff Reingold. We run 12 buildings of over 300 units in the district. We know the area. We participated in the original CAC, which is a group of very diverse stakeholders with a broad range of interests in the district. We spent over 2 years hearing the concerns of the stakeholders, expert opinions, explanations, and reviewing the alternatives, and most importantly, making substantial compromises as the process moved forward. The final document adopted by the CAC addressed the primary elements of parking management, boundaries of the district, rates for sub-areas in the district, as well as issues surrounding meters and permits. In its final form, it was adopted by a consensus of the entire fairly constituted group. In accepting the appointment to the Stakeholders Advisory Committee, it was my clear understanding that we would, in fact, be actually implementing the adopted plan as it was written, not making major alterations to it, which is now what is being proposed. The 2002 concept plan called for a TMA to make the type of decisions that the SAC now appears to be trying to address. Worse, the composition of the group has been seriously compromised. Many of the changes proposed simply do not conform to the original plan that was adopted by the CAC. I see no compelling reason to discard that many years of work that went into the 2002 document. We resigned from the SAC in August of 2011 because it became a part of an organized effort to undo the work of the original CAC on which so many of us worked for so long. We felt betrayed by the process. It was never intended to take our input seriously, and worse, has been politicized to an unacceptable degree. When people who are interested in the outcome of the situation such as this are excluded from the press conferences to the end of promoting a predetermined result, something is clearly wrong. The only clear path to to take now is for the current council to reject this proposed parking plan until it can be refined by a new broadly representative stakeholder group at the direction of a new council. As a property owner, business person, interested citizen, I am disheartened by the path that this process has taken and only can trust that this current council will do what is right.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your testimony. Next four.
Are Ralph House, Jim Kehoe, Lisa Higgins, and Lynn Meadoff. And they'll be followed by Lori Warner McGee, Jennifer Tierney, Jeff Bachrock, and Sasha Welford.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate it. Sir, would you like to begin? Oh, we're missing one.
This is new name. Ralph, Jim, Lisa, Lynn Meadoff, and let's go with Lori Warner McGee.
Great.
If I might just comment in while you're coming up, the issue of allowing parking in accessory lots is something, again, that we're looking at citywide or that I proposed to. We had that discussion was it yesterday in the Lloyd District parking management plan with the Rose Quarter, and so that's again something that I think needs to be done citywide as well as being aware of it in this district.
But to be clear, the city attorney has already opined that, for example, the lots that we've signed up with tentative agreements are good to use in terms of accessory parking uses because of the unique language in the plan that already exists and has been already approved by city council. And so that's 200 spots out of a requested 650, and there are more off-street spots, I think, to be achieved as part of accessory parking. But in the other folks that I've talked to, they want to see some sort of plan and some sort of group established. Sir, thanks for waiting.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity to speak to the council, to the mayor. My name is Ralph House. I'm the chief financial officer of iHealth Northwest. We are a medical clinic that's located in 1955 Northwest Northrop. It's a large group of eye doctors. It has been there for 30 years. Our concern with the plan, and I am a new soldier to the parking wars, so I hopefully come to this with somewhat of a fresh perspective, but I understand it's been going on for a long time. But I also believe that there has been something wrong with the process in that I only found out about it slightly over a year ago, as soon as we did find out about it, we reached out to many of the other medical offices in our part of town. There are several of them that are in that area. And they actually, in addition, were not aware and of the impacts that this would have on their business. They, as well as us, were all opposed to the way the plan is currently written. I found it interesting as well, as we've listened to testimony today and also seen some of the results of the consultants' work, that parkers are able to find spaces in less than 5 minutes and two blocks away. That, I guess I just sort of asked the question if maybe this is a solution in search of a problem. It doesn't necessarily, as it stands now, appear to be a problem, although we do see one looming, and that is the building of multiple unit, very large housing structures without any parking associated with them. So while the problem may not necessarily exist for us now, we certainly can see very shortly into the future where it could be a problem. We would like to stay in this part of town, and we like being there, but unfortunately, parking is a huge issue as none of our employees live in the area. So I would say in your consideration to the business community, it sounds like the overwhelming majority of us, and actually many of your residents, which surprised me, are also opposed to the plan. Thank you.
Thanks for your testimony. Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you. My name is Lori Warner McGee, and I'm speaking on behalf of myself and my family as a resident of Northwest at 29th and Xavier for almost 15 years now. Also speaking on behalf of a good number of neighbors who couldn't make it today, wanted to, but relayed their feedback. So my issue is pretty brief. It seems very different from many of the issues that I've heard so far today, in that I'm speaking only as a resident in the very far-reaching boundaries of the plan, where I'll mimic what he said, where it seems to be searching for a problem where none exists that I've ever experienced in 15 years of living on the street. I'm on the very, literally almost the last house of the boundary of the plan, and in 15 years have never once ever had a parking problem or had anyone deterred from coming to my house because of parking or any of those issues that I do understand are problems in other areas. So bottom line is I'm wondering about the maybe overreaching nature of the plan, where I seem to be in a category of trying to fix a problem that isn't broken. So if I had my dream amendments, it would be to reconsider the boundaries where I don't see these problems, and then livability would be impacted with the solutions that are proposed.
You're currently in the boundary, right?
Yes.
And I received an email from somebody, I think one of your neighbors, who's just out and was concerned about displacement. So that's the reason for the district, is so that you have options if parking then becomes displaced to your neighbor, to your area.
Right, which I understand would probably become an issue wherever you cut off the boundary. Then anything beyond that might be affected.
Street, though, right?
Pardon?
Save is a dead end?
It does dead end, yes.
So that was a particularly acute problem there.
Yes.
And we also, the experts also determined that, especially on the flats as opposed to the hill, that the flats were very vulnerable to displacement. So that's why it's there. I appreciate your perspective, though, and thanks for your testimony.
Thank you.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, I'm Lisa Higgins. I'm representing Papa Haydn, a restaurant on Northwest 23rd. I've worked in the neighborhood for over 25 years, and I was a resident for 15 of those. I sat on the CAC for 2 years discussing options for the neighborhood. I would like to say that Nob Hill is a destination, much more so than any one particular business, to an extent that makes Nob Hill unique. The majority of visitors to the area come to engage in multiple activities: hair, lunch, shopping, happy hour. They spend the day here. We want to encourage this behavior, not curtail it. A 3-hour parking limit does not allow this kind of activity. Imagine a mall that allowed parking for only 3 hours. A time limit of 3 hours combined with limited off-street alternatives does not allow us to compete with shopping malls, the downtown district, or any other neighborhood in the city. Unless the plan includes an expansion of pay-to-park options that allow guests to stay more than 3 hours, our businesses will be negatively impacted. At all the meetings I've attended, the one message the merchants have tried to drive home is that a 3-hour limitation is too short and that it discourages people from using the district the way they currently do. Many of the residents who attended the meetings agreed that the time was too short to meet their own needs. Over the years, we have explored multiple options that promised a compromise between the needs of the merchants and those of the residents. And other plans have also acknowledged that the residents themselves would not be happy with a 3-hour limit. It feels as though we have swept those options off of the table, that the idea of compromise, along with the idea of increasing parking inventory, is no longer of interest to all stakeholders. I would hope that you would reconsider going forward with the current plan. I'd also like to say that when we talked today about permits for employees, every time I heard that phrase, they were specified as full-time employees. Yes.
Well, that's not in my proposal. It just says employees, 100% of employees.
100.
Yep. No requirement of full-time.
Thank you for clarifying.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for your testimony. Hi, welcome.
Hi, my name is Lynn Medoff, and I lease 2 spaces on Northwest 23rd. I have a storefront and a storage space. I'm also here on behalf of my brother, Lee Medoff, who owns Bull Run Distilling at 23rd and Quimby, who couldn't be here because, like many other people who own businesses right now, this is not a time when you can really leave for 3 hours in the afternoon. I appreciate the opportunity to be here to speak, and I want to strongly oppose approving this project. I don't think it solves any problems that need to be addressed, the lack of parking. But it's always been an issue. It's kind of almost part of the charm of going to Northwest. I mean, people just, my customers, I've been in business 15 years, and my customers just accept that they may have to drive around, like the PowerPoint display said, for 5 minutes to find a parking space. We don't hear anyone not coming to shop with us because they can't find a place to park. They just have to take a little time. Having meters will definitely, and permits and meters will definitely make them shy away even more. It's so cold. We live in a, Northwest is a neighborhood and it's warm and it's a community. It's not downtown where you have big buildings and parking meters. And you say perception means so much. Yes, there's the perception that parking can be a challenge, but if you put meters and these permits in, it's not only a challenge, it's off-putting and it's confusing. Right now, with the with the gel when little sticky signs that go up on the signs. It's confusing anyway. People come and they're like, I don't know, how much time do I have? Can I be here? Is it going to be okay? And you know, like all the other business owners say, they come, they buy a wedding dress from me. It takes 3 hours at least for a woman to decide on a wedding dress. And then they want to go to Papa Haydn and celebrate with a glass of champagne and a piece of cake. And then the dad and the boyfriend want to go down to the distillery and have a drink. It's, you know, or take their kid to Child's Play and shop. It's not a place where meters are going to help anything.
You happen to know the time stays in front of your store?
I'm sorry, the time, how long people stay?
No, how long they're allowed to stay?
Andrea, is it two hours, yeah.
In front of Papa Haydn's?
2 hours.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Could you just state the name of your business because you did an excellent
Lena Madoyev Studio.
Say it again.
Lena Madoyev Studio.
Thank you.
Thanks for your testimony. Appreciate it. Next four.
Are Jennifer Tierney, Jeff Bachrock, Sasha Welford, and Debbie T. Geffrard.
How many more for that?
We have about 10 more.
Okay.
And after them will be Susan Stone, Tim Ramos, Michael Conklin.
Would you like to begin, ma'am? Welcome.
Hi. I'm Jennifer Tierney. I'm a resident of Northwest Portland now for 15 years, renting all that time. This plan equates to yet another rent hike and a micromanagement of my day-to-day life. I'm here representing myself and 8 other tenants that I've spoken with who couldn't be here because they have to work. I went to the public forum on October 13th and spoke my opposition to the plan. I remain opposed. All the voices in the audience from both the businesses and residents opposed the plan, yet a year later it's motoring along forward. Why? Because we believe it is a plan for the city to capitalize on our neighborhood. All the voices of the residents and businesses who define this neighborhood are being shut out. We are allowed to speak and we get polite nods, but ultimately this plan is going through because the city is salivating over the potential revenue. Even the city's own polls show that residents prefer parking structures to meters and ticketing. Structures make the most sense as people stay as long as they like and the cost is predictable. But the city could not get their cash with that, so no parking garages. Again, we are heard, but the plan motors on. What's really being proposed is to solve a minor problem by creating a much bigger one. The problems that I see are turning Gerald Wen Field into a major event in arena without creating parking structures and permitting large numbers of new residential developments also without adequate parking. Neither of these are solved by metering. Regarding shoppers, if you put a stopwatch on people, they will leave on time and under pressure, thus ruining their experience, and they won't return. And the businesses that now thrive will go under. Having lived here as long as I have, I know a lot of people in the neighborhood. And what the residents do agree on is, one, the character and friendly feel of the neighborhood will be severely impacted with all the restrictions, meters, and signs posted on our front lawns as we watch meter maids with flashing yellow lights patrolling and trying to trap people as they dash through the streets trying to beat the ticket. This scenario would permanently degrade our quality of life. Two, it's a money grab by the city. They see an area that is thriving and they want to capitalize.
Your time's up. Thank you. Sir, welcome.
Thank you. I'm Jeff Bachrach, and I live on Northwest 24th Avenue in the heart of all this. And I, with almost everybody you've heard who resides there, would urge you to slow down, not accept this report today. I'll try to be a couple of points. You know, what creates vitality and value in our neighborhood are the small businesses, the Cinema 21s, the New York Pizza, Nob Hill Bar and Grill. None of them seem to want this. So as a resident who appreciates the efforts and the value they create in my neighborhood, I'm extremely nervous and skeptical on their behalf. If they don't think it helps their business, why would we impose it? Yeah, we've got some parking hassles. I see it. It's on my street. I've been there 26 years. But it's not a big enough problem to warrant imposing a one-size-fits-all, mandatory, regulatory, everything this woman described, program. It's the solution is too big for the problem. Particularly if the businesses don't think it helps them. As someone who's affected every day by the parking problem, I've learned to live with it. It's part of urban life. It's part of our neighborhood. It's not so severe. It's obviously not damaging property values. It's obviously not damaging the desire and appeal of our neighborhood. It's just not ready for this plan. One quick example, Northwest 24th, where I live, is described in one of your consultant studies as residential area number one. And then you have a residential area number two on the other side of 21st. They're considered the same. the same solutions being proposed. We are two very different residential sub areas within the neighborhood, and yet it's being suggested the same solution for all of us. And the last thing I'd point out is all the discussion and thinking around this plan has been business oriented. What will help business, what will hurt businesses, customers in the area. If you read all the consultants' works, there's very little addressing what's the impact in the neighborhood. Only 10% of us apparently own houses on one of them. There's no discussion. There's no analysis. What does it do to the livability of the people who live there? I would urge you, for a lot of reasons, to slow down. I understand the desire to end this, but it's not ready to be forced out. Thank you.
Do you have an off-street parking spot?
Do I? Yes, in front of my house.
Thanks.
Oh, do I have an off-street? Yes, I do.
Thanks. Hi, welcome. Thanks for waiting.
Commissioners, Mayor, thank you for having me. My name is Debbie Thomas Shiffrard. I'm a resident and business owner of Northwest, the area, for over 25 years. I'm glad that Mayor Adams so graciously let the NWDA spokesperson talk for more than twice as long as anyone else. Not actually 5 minutes, more than that.
Six and a half.
Actually shut the president of Dove Lewis up in mid-sentence, because it was such a great illustration of the mayor's process for this whole issue. Today was another example of Mayor Adams continuing to exhibit favoritism in the most blatant way. The parking perception will not be positively impacted by this plan. It might be by building parking structures, but the stadium zone parking plan and signage is so confusing already, and you are considering making it much more confusing. At a recent meeting, Mayor Adams said he promised NWDA that he would get this through while he was in office, regardless of the fact that the overwhelming response at all of the meetings, and I believe I have been to all of them in the last year, was not to implement the plan. Today, I've kept track, and we're about 90% against, and two or three people for. He made a promise to keep to that group that excludes other members of the community in their little fiefdom. Why would anyone want to be involved and spend their precious time on a process that has a predetermined outcome based on what the mayor tells them they will get passed? The owner of the Class Academy brought up that point about the TMA. That terrifies me and feels similar to what happened with the SAC. Get a group of self-interested people that have time to insert themselves, wear people out so they don't even want to be on the committee, especially with the outgoing mayor appointing that committee. If the city is thinking about meter revenue, think about the reduction in city revenue when the property values go down and businesses go elsewhere. It will happen.
Thank you for your testimony. Thank you all. Next four
are Susan Stone, Tim Ramos, Michael Conklin, and Deborah Haynes.
Mr. Ramos, would you like to begin? Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Let's go with Lawanda Litchwalt.
Lawanda Litchwalt, there she is. Please begin.
For your record, my name is Tim Ramos. I served on the 2002 CAC, principally as an advocate for use of accessory lots for off-street parking, which is something I do in my own lot in Northwest, and which I found in that process is something very, very difficult to justify under the code, requires extensive code amendments and very detailed agreements in order to make it happen. I'm here in support of the amendments offered by Ms. White, principally because they require the provision of an increased supply of off-street parking simultaneously with implementation of the other parts of the plan, not just promises of off-street parking, not just LOIs, not just talk about code amendments, but they actually are required by these amendments. And so they're a good thing in terms of improvement of the plan. The council faces in Northwest today essentially the same problem that the councils of the 70s and the 60s faced when they were trying to protect the vitality of retail use in the downtown from the pressure that was being faced by all of the parking and retail at the Lloyd Center. In those days, the council did very little. They attempted fixes, but they did nothing to really fix supply. Finally, in the 80s, under the leadership of then Commissioner Earl Blumenauer, we really addressed supply and we addressed the problem. Today, retailers in Northwest will tell you they face pressure because of the Pearl and because of the brewery blocks and thousands, literally thousands, of subsidized spaces there. to fail to address supply as part of this plan and assure the provision of supply means you will make the same mistake that was made by those councils in the 70s and the 60s, and I urge you not to make that mistake. Thank you.
So you said that the parking structures in the brewery blocks were subsidized?
I said that to an extent they are, yes.
How were they subsidized?
Well, I can write you a letter on that subject.
That would be news to me since I helped ink that deal. I know we made
I would be happy to provide
I know we made a market rate loan of a very modest amount of money. That's all I'm aware of, and it was paid back. Welcome.
I'm mayor and council. My name is Susan Stone. I live at 2856 Northwest Xavier Street in Northwest Portland. I'm struck today by the fact that, unlike many hearings, businesses and residents are almost unanimous in their opposition to this plan. Your job today as council is to judge the parking plan and what it will do and the effects it's going to have on Portland in the future. I guess I kind of like to use the Hippocratic Oath as a measure of judging things, and it says, do good and do no harm. Using that measure, the parking plan does not pass muster. In fact, it creates more problems than it solves. It's adding a huge amount of process and resident responsibility and expense without an offsetting benefit for most residences or businesses. And in fact, it's creating parking problems in an area where there is no problem now. And this is particularly true west of 25th Avenue. The plan also creates what's the equivalent of a parking tax for Northwest Portland residents. Your own data said that most people spend 5 minutes or less looking for parking. This is like shooting a crow with an elephant gun. It makes no sense to address one problem by creating a new, bigger problem for an even larger group of people. Please don't make this seriously flawed plan the legacy of this council. Do good and do no harm. It's a good measure, and I ask you to please judge the parking plan by this yardstick and vote no.
Thanks for your testimony. Hi, welcome.
My name is Mike Conklin. I'm a property owner. I was on the SAC committee, and I was also on the Northfield Business Association board. Thank you, Commissioner Fricks, for the amendments. Appreciate it. I would say one thing to the amendments is that if and when the parking meters do come to our area, is that we look at a dollar an hour limit or dollar an hour price, because it makes us different from downtown, because we are not downtown, we are Northwest, and that may help get people here. So thank you.
Thank you. Thanks
for your
participation.
And one other thing, the reason I sold my business a couple of years ago, and one of the reasons is this plan.
Thank you.
It was one of the final things.
Thank you for your suggestion.
Thanks for your testimony. Hi, welcome. Can you get closer to the mic?
Of course I can. Oh, sorry, jewelry. Hi, I'm Deborah Haynes. I own Blush Beauty Bar on Northwest 23rd between Gleason and Hoyt. And I have
to say before you begin that that my daughter spent about 3 hours at Blush in her senior year in high school, and then later had a book of photographs taken that's in my office. And we can set aside the parking wars for a second and just acknowledge you guys do wonderful work.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, I guess your point could go to a point that I wasn't planning on making, but that people do spend more time than what some of the allotments are currently now, as well as what the meters are proposing. But all being said, I think all of you know, and many people in this room know, I've been involved in this parking plan and issue for a long time, over 20 years as a person who's been visiting the area, 8 years as having a business, and I would say probably somewhere between 4 to 6 years of being actively involved in the plan and then really actively involved in the last couple years as I sat on the Stakeholders Advisory Committee, and I did resign from that committee. Without going into all the history of blah, 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 when I look at everything right now, I like to keep things really simple, and I look at this plan and I say, okay, so parking meters, I support that. Parking permits, I support that. I don't support all the details around it, but I do support the idea of it. However, I do not support it when there is no additional off-street parking being provided. So we all know what has happened when people have tried to build a parking garage there. I hear the talk about off-street parking that's available now with businesses, you know, sharing all of that. These are not topics that have not been addressed previously. There have been conversations many times. Those businesses need it for their customers, and they're not going to share it for the whole area in general. So really, simply put, You know, it's a three prong. We need additional off-street supply, period, in order for everything else to work. So right now, this plan shows me, and well, actually the whole city that's watching, that the current situation that we have, you will now have to pay for it.
Thanks, and thanks for your great work in the reconstruction of 23rd. Really appreciate all your input on that. Thank you.
I actually enjoyed that more than this.
No kidding. So did I. Next four.
LaWanda Litchward.
Is she here?
Ted Thomas. Nancy Litchward. And Tim Taylor.
All right. Does anyone else want to testify?
How about Peggy Anderson.
Peggy Anderson. I saw her. She left.
Okay. And then the last person was Karen Carlson.
Ms. Carlson. Hi. Ma'am, would you like to begin?
Yes, thank you. My name is LaWanda Lichtwart, and you'll have to forgive me because this was kind of last minute, as this plan seems to be kind of pushed through last minute and not well thought out. I'm not a business owner nor a resident. I'm just your average everyday customer. I live in Northeast Portland in the Irvington neighborhood, and first of all, I can see what the meters in the Lloyd District have done to businesses there, and it's absolutely horrendous. It's, you know, some of them have gone under, some are hanging on by a thread, some of them had to move. And it's horrible because people don't want to go there if they have to pay to park. And I spent a lot of time in Northwest on 23rd and 21st. I spent a lot of time there. I've lived here my whole life, so 29 years, if you must know. And I go there a lot. I go there at least twice a week on my own with other people for meetings, for shopping, to get my nail or hair done, for eating. I was there with my husband yesterday for well over 3 hours, and we would have had to leave. We would have had to stop short somewhere in there, either not eat lunch or not go to the stores we wanted to, because we would have had to leave. And he goes there on his own at least twice a week, oftentimes more, for whatever. And this would take that away. So the 3 hours is, it's just not going to work for a lot of people, for myself included. And I love going there just even for one destination. I've never had a problem parking. Like, it's the 5 minutes or less. And, you know, if I want to go to Escape from New York to get, like, my favorite pizza in the whole city, I'm going to have to go somewhere else because, no offense, Phil, I'm not going to pay double the price of my lunch to go, you know, pay to park there. And that's not the whole point, because after that, I'm going to walk around and go into shops and buy something. And I'm not cheap. I just don't want to spend my money to park there. And you're going to call these people and say, okay, I know you're hesitant about going there, but this doesn't create any more parking. So these people who don't want to go to park because they think it's a hassle to park, now you're going to call them and say, oh, well, it's okay because you get to pay now, so it's fine. You know, that's just not, it's not going to work. But they can have my spot because I will not be there. And I'm not here with an association or committee, but hopefully I'm a little bit representative of people like me who don't live in the neighborhood but who love to go there and who are going to be dissuaded from doing so.
Thanks for your testimony. Hi, welcome. Ma'am?
Oh, hi, I'm Nancy Lichtwart, and I live in Northeast Portland and spend tons of time in Northwest. I had a long history with Northwest 23rd. I started working on the street about 30 years ago and have seen the street evolve, change, and mature. Right now, I don't work on 23rd, but as I said, I spend a lot of time in Northwest. I'm a stylist and a producer for the advertising business. I use 23rd for business all of the time. I do propping, location scouting in the neighborhood. I have lunch and dinner meetings on 23rd. And I also use the neighborhood for personal and social things as well. It seems so wrong to force people out of the neighborhood, using a short-term limit meter to push them away and to have the constant fear over their head of a $62 ticket that they are racing, trying to avoid. And may I also add that 23rd faces non-ending competition from the ever-growing indie street development on Mississippi, Killingsworth, Alberta, Division, and Hawthorne, to name a few. These streets and neighborhoods do not push people away with limited parking and all that comes with it. And after the economic downturn that retail and restaurants have suffered through, the street is finally alive with vibrant retail and people shopping, eating, and drinking. So now you want to pummel the neighborhood again? I can't figure out how this makes any sense. I desperately want to know why this matter is coming up again. I've been before this council a number of times over a number of years, and I thought this had all been put to rest. I've heard nothing for a long time, of course, thinking there had finally been some resolution. And now here we are, all faced with an all-of-a-sudden mandatory need, no proper notice hearings, smack dab in the middle of the holidays. I truly don't understand this at all. I can't help but think, Mr. Adams, with 25 days left in office, that you're attempting to push something through that I feel very strongly should be left alone, at least for the new administration that hopefully will have fresh eyes, will review things properly, and will not be motivated by what I think is an unfair and unreasonable agenda. Please let 23rd prosper and give the community fair access to the neighborhood and what it has to offer.
Thanks for your testimony. Hi, sir.
My name is Ted Thomas. I've been a resident of Northwest Portland for over 25 years, most of that time within a block of what might be considered ground zero in terms of demand for parking space. I've been attending and testifying at public hearings of one sort or another on this subject since at least 1999. In 2002, after a laborious process, all the parties appeared to have worked out a solution to the problem, and the plan was approved by the Portland City Council. I thought at long last a reasonably incremental process would begin to remedy traffic congestion that affected a relatively small area of my neighborhood. That was 10 years ago. On October 1st, 2011, I read Steve Dean's column in the Oregonian. I discovered that Mayor Adams had formed a new stakeholders committee and had come up with a new plan. About 10 days later, I saw a notice for an open house at the Metropolitan Learning Center. And then I discovered that the purpose of the meeting was not to get input from Northwest Portland residents, but to answer their questions about a plan which the perpetrators of the plan considered complete. Easily 100 or more Northwest residents showed up at the meeting, many of them opposed to the plan. The mayor put us through an hour-long process of stating questions, which were then written down on large sheets of paper and posted on the wall of the auditorium. He promised those questions would be answered later in the meeting. Next, he subjected the audience to another hour or so of what I would describe as filibuster by PowerPoint, while his staff clicked through slideshows quoting parking and traffic statistics. By the time those presentations ended, most of the original audience had already gone. None of the 22 people who actually stood up and had their questions recorded on the wall got answers. As the meeting broke up, I asked the mayor when he planned to provide the answers he had promised. "They will be on the website," was his response. After 6 months of checking his website, I gave up looking for them. I'm here to advocate that the council stand for due process on handling this matter and reject the proposal to be voted on next week.
Thanks for your testimony. Welcome.
Hi. Karen Carlson. First, let me say I'm in favor of the plan. I've lived in Northwest Portland since 1974, and I've had my business on 23rd Avenue since 2007. In spite of the testimony you're hearing today, not everyone opposes it. I know many who are in favor, but I guess they weren't able to come and testify. The plan isn't perfect and change is difficult. Northwest has many unique challenges to creating a parking program, and you've heard many of them. The TMA will need to work hard and be creative to resolve these challenges. I think more off-street parking can help the district. Sharing lots will help, but new parking will not be free. And I'm not fond of the idea of meters, but I think we're going to need them, including for potentially creating new off-street parking. But I also think 100% of the workers in the neighborhood should not be driving to work. This is Portland. We have transit. We do have a commuter problem in the neighborhood, though. I know that. They park across the street from my house. I watch them walk to the streetcar. I even know people who do it. They've told me, you know, $100 annual streetcar pass is less than a downtown one-month parking. So we do have a meter problem. But like someone else already said, we also have a problem with Good Sam parking, employees parking in the neighborhood outside their district. And it's not been enforced, and this parking plan is a way to do that. There are shuttles. They don't have to walk six blocks to get to work when they park at the remote parking lots. I really strongly urge you to address this, to adopt this. This plan isn't perfect, but there's too many times we've tried to adopt the parking plan, and they have all failed. In spite of my wish that the area I live were in the first area implemented, because we're not, I'm on Northrop, so I'll be on the edge. I'll be getting all those parkers. I still think phasing is a really good idea. I also think the district having a TMA will be an excellent place to discuss what's working, what's not, and finding solutions to the problems. For 30 years, we've been discussing parking in Northwest,
And I don't think the parking solution or the parking is going to get any better. I think we need to implement, and I also think we need to talk broader than parking. We need to talk other transportation options in the neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. It's now 5:50. Appreciate everyone's testimony. This council will now have an opportunity to digest it, and it'll be before us next week. We are now adjourned.
I was the featured speaker. Yeah. I felt like I owed it to people.